the Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 5th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Former President Donald Trump victorious Monday when the Supreme Court ruled that his actions surrounding the January 6th attack on the Capitol cannot keep him from appearing on the ballot just a day before voters in the Centennial State headed the polls on Super Tuesday. David Becker is the executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
All nine justices agreed that a single state did not have authority to remove a federal candidate from the ballot. That's the general holding, and ruled that Donald Trump must remain on the ballot in Colorado and elsewhere.
The former president had appealed a ruling by the California Supreme Court that disqualified him under the 14th Amendment's Section 3, the so-called Insurrection Clause of the Constitution. And a California school district is partnering with Google to offer a certificate program for in-demand careers. More on this Working Nation Lumina California News Service collaboration.
Students can learn project management, data analytics, IT support, and IT automation in academic classes. Nationwide, more than 200,000 teens and adults have graduated from the program. Rob Magliaro is the education lead on the Grow with Google team.
We focus on fields that are growing and have many job openings. So there's 2.4 million plus open entry level jobs in these areas with a median starting salary of $76,000 per year.
The program connects graduates to an employer consortium of over 150 companies looking to hire, including American Express, Colgate-Palmolive, T-Mobile, Walmart, and Google. This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
The Anaheim Union School District was one of the first in the country to integrate Google certificates into the curriculum. And as the impacts of climate change grow, New Yorkers and people across the country are grieving for the environment.
Ecological grief, also known as solastalgia, has become an increasing response to climate change. A 2020 American Psychological Association survey finds almost 70% of people feel climate change is impacting their mental health. The Reverend Chelsea McMillan is with Green Faith, a multi-faith climate action organization, which hosts grief circles for people to commiserate about climate change.
People are grieving the decline of bird populations, longhorn sheep that are dying in the Sierra Nevadas due to extreme weather conditions. There was heavy snowfall this past year.
McMillan adds people are also grieving shorter and warmer winters. She sees a growing sense of hopelessness in these circles in response to a lack of political will. Countries worldwide are moving to a climate-friendly future, but it's uncertain how effective these efforts are. A 2022 United Nations report finds global greenhouse gas emissions are declining. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
This is Public News Service. Amid ongoing concerns about reproductive access in the Magnolia State, a Jackson-based organization is offering financial help and other support services to women seeking abortion and other resources. Our Danielle Smith has more.
More than 23 million women in the U.S. live in states with abortion restrictions, raising concerns about reproductive rights. Lori Bertram Roberts with Mississippi Reproductive Freedom Fund says they assist Mississippi women to travel out of state to either Illinois, New York, or Orlando, Florida to access abortion care since it is illegal in Mississippi.
So we can help them with travel costs, for with helping pay for their procedure. We can give them a mobile abortion doula, a support person, you know, that they can have by phone through the process. Just letting folks know that they still can have an abortion outside of Mississippi.
She says they are no longer able to provide monthly birth control pills because of a lack of funding.
And more than a dozen states will hold presidential primaries on this Super Tuesday. Mike Bowen reports Minnesota is among them, and the election is seen as a big opportunity for those with a past felony conviction who recently saw an expansion of their voting rights.
Last year, Minnesota approved a law change that allows those with a conviction to register to vote immediately after their release from prison, as opposed to waiting until their probation is completed. Janae Bates helps lead the group Isaiah, which was part of a coalition that pushed for the change. She says there's been broad outreach to educate those eligible, but acknowledges it can be an uphill battle.
Even though they are back in community with us, working, going to school, etc., they've largely felt like they've been pushed out and have not often gotten to feel engaged.
Bates also encourages friends and family of those formerly incarcerated to make them more aware of their voting rights.
Finally, Ross Brown tells us a film debuts in Texas today to help member-owned utility customers learn more about opportunities coming their way from the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act.
Power to the People, the story of rural electric cooperatives, is a short animated feature highlighting what could be transformative for many rural communities. Philip Frasica with Renew Missouri says money from the New Era Clean Energy Program will reduce costs for rural Americans while improving grid reliability. To be eligible, he notes applicants had to document how a community would benefit.
To get access to financing and forgivable funding for clean energy projects. So we're wanting to help them with that part of this process to really help streamline it and make sure that community interests are being valued and considered.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.